It's just a wonderful day, isn't it? I'm so glad we came to the park.
Ah, you're right. Me too. Say, have you ever noticed those little ridges on our benches?
Not really. But now that you mention it, yeah. What are they for anyway? Why would you need to keep the seats separated?
Those ridges are not meant for separating the seats. They're actually there to keep people from lying down on the benches. Those ridges are meant to keep homeless people from sleeping on them at night.
Wow, that's horrible. I've never thought of that. Whose idea was this?
City Council, as far as I know. This is only one example of what is called unpleasant or hostile design, where something is purposefully built to keep a certain group of people away. You won't believe just how many other examples there are in our city alone.
Wait, now that you say it, I've noticed this weird high-pitched noise in the museum recently. Could that have to do with that too?
You're absolutely right. Actually...
Wow, how'd you do that? Oh, there's that noise I meant. Can we go back to the park?
But that's exactly what that was made for.
Wait, this is just another example of unpleasant design, isn't it?
Exactly. Except this time, it isn't homeless people that are targeted.
Oh, I can imagine. Because when you're younger, your ear still picks up on these high frequencies. And they don't want anyone under the age of 30 to appreciate Van Gogh.
Oh, those pesky teenagers with their jazz music and wireless phones, how dare they! Let's just get out of here.
Not again, Aaron!
Hey, you wanted to come back here. Oh, look, here we have another pair of benches. Tell me, do you notice anything weird?
Well, it doesn't have those ridges, but apart from that, it's just another bench. Four legs, you can sit on it, little tiny hole. Wait, why are those holes even there?
Well, imagine having to sleep on that bench and it's a winter night.
Whoa, I guess it would be pretty cold with those holes and all. Once you notice these things, their targeting isn't even that subtle.
It really isn't. But now for our last example.
Stop that!
And what do you see here?
Well, I guess just some shiny new bike stands under the highway bridge in the middle of nowhere.
And who do you think puts their bike here, miles away from the city?
Well, not me for sure. There's nothing here.
Right, those bike stands were only put there to keep people from sleeping under there, but their only option of protection from the elements was that bridge.
It seems like no one wants to face the problems our society has. Why not invest the money in a solution? This is just postponing the problem.
Well, I guess it's just a quick and easy way for our council. Cheapest too. They want to keep their good tax-paying citizens from seeing anything that reminds them of poverty in their cities.
The worst part is, you don't even think twice about all these things. Ridges on benches? Sure. Holes too? Why not? By sense, you might even think this is a good thing.
And that's why it's important to tell people about this. Luckily, someone asked the city council about these stands and they had to publicize a report on this.
I can't imagine all of this is done on purpose. Are you sure about this?
Sadly, I am. But thanks to the report, so many people found out that they asked the city council about the purpose of these stands.
Surely even if hundreds of people asked, they weren't gonna remove them.
Surprisingly, they have promised to remove them until the end of this month.
Really? So we actually can make a difference. I have to tell my friends. Let's go back.
Oh, sure. Just let me...
No. This time we'll walk.